The Purifier, Chapter 1. A wolf is standing at the edge of a high cliff. The sun is nearly down. The wolf looks like it is waiting for something or someone. A bus is crossing the bridge to the town, hundreds of meters below the cliff. The wolf raises its head and howls into the coming evening. Janos is watching the sun going down behind the mountains. He hasn't got much time left. He has to be in his grandfather's hut before it's dark. That is necessary because his father told him not to cross the woods in the dark. However, Janos isn't scared of darkness. He never was. When he was a little boy, he walked in the dark forest with his grandfather for hours. Old Manos, his grandfather, wanted Janos to find his way by using his senses. Sometimes he tied Janos's eyes with a scarf and told him to walk. Janos still remembers all the ways they have walked inside the forest. He knows the forest as well as his grandfather, but they never allowed him to go there in the dark alone. So he has to be at home before the dark falls. Janos has studied in the University of Arizona for 4 years, and he hasn't come back here since he went to the university. Yesterday was his 21st birthday. Today, his family wants him in his grandfather's hut. He doesn't know the reason yet. Janos gets off the bus. He has 20 minutes before it is dark. If he walks fast enough, he will be in the hut in 10 minutes. Everything is the same. He does not face any problems finding his way. He can hear the wolves howling. The moon has already risen, and it is a beautiful moon. He has only a few more minutes. Suddenly, a powerful headache appears. The pain was so incredible that he wasn't able to walk, and he falls down. When he opens his eyes, it is very dark outside. There is something coming down from his head. It's blood. Janos stands up and looks around. A few meters away, he can see two yellow dots. It's a wolf, he thinks. When it disappears, he hears men shouting. Janos! Janos! Where are you? Here! I'm here! He can see his father with his two uncles. They are looking for him in the dark forest. Where have you been, son? I told you to come earlier. I think I fell and hit my head, Dad. I'm all right. They take him to the hut. Everybody acts nervously on the way. They often look back. They have guns, too. Janos wonders what the problem is, but hasn't got time to ask why. They arrive at the hut and get in. It is still the same. There is no electricity. His grandfather is lying in a bed, and there are candles all around the room. Chapter 2. Janos, your grandfather is dying. His time in this world is over. This will be the most important day in your life. You are going to learn a very important family secret. Janos sits down next to his grandfather. He is so sad that he can't speak. The old man looks very tired. He takes Janos's left hand. Janos has got a birthmark on his hand. It is a brown shape like a hexagon. His grandfather has the same. Janos's father kneels between Janos and old Manos. He has got an old, sharp Indian knife, and he makes a cut in the middle of the hexagons with it. Janos can't understand what is happening, but he keeps calm. Then his grandfather presses his bloody hand onto his hand. One of Janos's uncles binds a traditional Indian scarf around their hands. Nobody in the hut is speaking. Next, they put out all the candles, and Janos's father and his uncles leave the hut. There are only Janos and his grandfather inside the hut now. Janos, this is my last night in this world. I won't be here tomorrow. You have an important duty now. You have no choice, my son. Don't fight it, but accept it with all your heart. This duty passes in our family from grandfather to grandson. Look, Janos suddenly sees an image in the dark room. It is like a laser show. There is a young Indian man. He is about 20 years old. He is walking inside a forest. Actually, Janos knows the forest. It's the forest outside the hut. The Indian is walking towards the caves. He goes inside the smallest cave and walks to the end of it. There is a little waterfall. The water is very pure. It is also very bright and shiny. There comes a man out of the water. He has no clothes, but he has a knife in his hand. The Indian opens his right hand and holds it in front of the man in the water. The man with the knife cuts a hexagon inside the Indian's hand and washes the blood with the pure water. The bleeding stops and his hand gets better fast. The image vanishes. That was our oldest forefather, the first purifier. We are purifiers, my son. We have a gift. We protect this forest and the people here from evil spirits in this world. Our land is a sacred place. There are secrets of our origins and culture everywhere in this forest. You will learn some of them during this life. You will learn the others in your second life. If you can't protect them, you won't have a second life. I won't have one either. Watch out for your enemy. They will never stop attacking you. Who is my enemy, grandfather? The wolves. The evil spirits are inside the wolves. There is one important rule. Your blood should never touch theirs. Janos remembers the moment he fell in the forest. He also remembers the blood on his head and the yellow eyes he saw. His grandfather can see the same memory because their hands are tied together. Suddenly, they hear a very loud howl of a wolf. It was coming from just outside of the hut. Janos, we couldn't save you. It's too late. They have already marked you before you came here. You must find the wolf and kill it. If you don't kill him in 3 days, you will change completely. What? You will become a werewolf and kill everybody living on these grounds. Then you will destroy everything. Our past and present. Then you will kill all the other people that you see. Our second lives are in danger too. That's unbelievable, Grandpa. We live in the modern world. You believe in old stories too much. This is the truth, Janos. Indian culture and beliefs have never changed. They are calling me. My time has finished. Live well, son. These were his grandfather's last words. Janos can still hear the wolf. He unties the scarf around their hands and stands up. He goes to the door and opens it. There he sees the wolf. It is standing at the beginning of the forest. Its yellow eyes look very cold. There is hatred in them. Janos feels he can hear the wolf's thoughts now. You are my new blood now. My blood is inside you. After centuries, we will be the new leaders of this land and the world. Chapter 3. Janos's hand starts itching. He looks at it. The brown shape has changed. It is red now and it hurts. Janos hears the wolf again. The change has already started. It will finish in 3 days. I know what you are thinking now. You can't stop me. There is nobody to help you. The wolf is right. Janos's grandfather is dead. His father and uncles aren't there. He knows too little about the purifiers. He has got an idea. Maybe he can find the cave and the man in the water. Perhaps he can help. Suddenly, Janos feels hot. He wants to take off his clothes. The wolf is still watching him. At that moment, Janos starts running towards the wolf. He can't control his body. He can't stop. The wolf is running inside the forest too. It is much faster than Janos. Janos is also very fast. He is faster than a normal young man. Janos starts to think faster too. He is thinking about two things at the same time. First, catching the wolf, and second, finding the cave. Then he stops. The wolf has disappeared. Janos has no problem in seeing in the dark forest now, but he can't see the wolf anywhere. He has supervision too. He looks hundreds of meters away, but there is no wolf. He gives up looking and turns around. The cave is in the south. He can feel it. Janos looks down at his feet. His shoes aren't there. He can see his bare feet. They look different. His toes are longer and they are very hairy. The change is going on very fast. He takes off his shirt. His chest is also very hairy. There is no time to lose. He must find the cave and get answers. Janos takes a deep breath and starts running. He doesn't realize that he is running on his hands and feet now. He is running like a wolf to the south of the forest. The path to the cave is very clear in his mind. He arrives there in a few minutes. Janos gets into the cave and finds himself near water after a few seconds. He can see himself in the water. His image doesn't shock him. He understands what is happening to him. Janos grew up with supernatural stories. Old Manos told him the stories. The water is like a mirror and shows the image of half a man and half an animal, a wolf. Suddenly, the cold water starts to get hotter. First, his image disappears. Then he hears a strange sound. When the sound becomes very high, a naked man gets out of the water. It is the same man that he saw as an image in the hut. You are here. We saw this moment when you were born. Your grandfather died tonight. This was his destiny. He was a good purifier. Every purifier gives his powers to his grandson when he becomes 21. We know why you are here. We can't see your future. You must kill the wolf. How? I need your help. My body is changing so fast. I can't control it. You will learn. Remember your grandfather's stories. Every story has got a meaning. The man goes back into the water. Janos sees his image in the water. He hates it. Then he remembers a story. It is the story of a good fox. The fox wanted to be friends with the sheep. The sheep were afraid of the fox. They always ran away when it came near them. Then, one day, the fox drank some magical water. He changed into a sheep. Every night he drank the water to look like a sheep. Maybe this is the magical water. Janos puts his head down and drinks from the water. He doesn't feel different, but his image in the water changes. He looks like a normal man in a minute. Suddenly, he feels a great pain in his stomach. He starts crying because it hurts badly. He falls to the ground. His arms are on his stomach. He closes his eyes for a moment. He falls asleep. In his dream, he doesn't look like a wolf. He is himself, but looks very strong. He is at the edge of a cliff. The moon is like a big plate behind him. He is fighting with a very big wolf. Chapter 4. Janos opens his eyes. He is under a tree in the forest. He checks his body. He looks normal. Then he sees the cliff in front of him. How did I come here? He tries to remember the night before, his grandfather, the wolf, and the magical water. He looks up at the sun. It is nearly noon. He has slept too much. He walks to the edge of the cliff and looks down. He can see his grandfather's hut. He decides to go there. Janos starts climbing down the cliff. After half an hour, he comes to the hut. He goes inside. His grandfather's body isn't there. The only person he sees is his cousin, Bluefinger. His cousin always uses his Indian name. He hasn't seen him for 4 years, but there is something very wrong with Bluefinger. His senses are alerting him. He has a strange smile on his face. They took his body before I came. You have a clever family, Janos. But you will never beat me. I gave you that dream. At the end, you will stop fighting against me and fight with me. We will conquer the world. Janos can see the yellow eyes in his cousin's face. What did you do to Bluefinger? I am just using his body. We can't walk around in daylight. Today I am Bluefinger. Maybe I will use your father's body tomorrow. Janos tries to attack, but the wolf in Bluefinger's body runs out fast. They start running and chasing again. Then Bluefinger disappears. Janos searches in every direction with his new supervision, but can't see him. Then somebody calls his name. Janos! Janos turns around and sees a transparent image of his grandfather. Remember the story of the eagle's eye? The image disappears. Janos is surprised, but he remembers the story. The eagle has a nest in the highest point of the forest in this old story. It always flies over its nest when it goes hunting. Its eyes are so sharp that it can see every little spot in the forest. Nothing or nobody can hide from the eagle's eye. He knows what he has to do. He turns back and starts running up to the eagle's peak. It is the highest point in that forest. When he arrives there, he looks for the highest tree. He climbs on the tree very easily. When he reaches the top of the tree, he sits on a branch and starts looking down at the forest. After a few minutes, he can see Bluefinger. He is at his grandfather's burial ceremony with his family. He is standing next to Janos' father. He puts his arm on his shoulder and looks back at Janos. Janos can't believe his eyes. Bluefinger can see him from that distance. He is really a strong enemy. You are right, Janos. I am. Janos gets really angry. He wants the wolf's thoughts out of his mind. How can he make a plan? The wolf can hear all his thoughts. Why can't Janos hear all of the wolf's thoughts? He tries to remember a story about this. Then he sees them, the golden locks. It isn't difficult for him to remember the story now. One day, a wolf couldn't find anything to eat. It lived 3 days without food. Then it saw a lamb. It was standing in a field of purple flowers. The name of the flowers was Golden Locks. The wolf jumped into the field. The moment its paws touched the ground, the wolf couldn't move. The Golden Locks poisoned the wolf. The lamb was saved, but the wolf died. Do not think about that. You can't touch the Golden Locks. You have my blood in your veins. You will die. Janos doesn't care. He runs down to the field. Suddenly, he sees his grandfather. Janos, don't touch the flower's leaves. They will hurt you. Just pick up its head and eat it. There is little poison in it. It won't hurt you much. Janos is about to pick up a flower. Don't do that. You put all your family in danger. If you eat that flower, I will hunt your family tonight. They will be my dinner. Janos looks in the cold yellow eyes of Bluefinger. He knows what a wolf can do to people. He saw that a lot of times when he was a child. He loves his family, but his grandfather gave him an important duty. He picks up the head of a flower and puts it into his mouth. The moment he swallows it, Janos and Bluefinger start screaming loudly. Their hands are at their heads. They feel a terrible pain inside. Then both of them fall to the ground. Bluefinger and Janos can't move. Chapter 5. Janos opens his eyes. The sun is nearly down. He is still feeling dizzy. Bluefinger is standing right in front of him. He looks very bad. Janos can see the pain on his face. His arms are parallel to the ground and his hands are wide open. His eyes meet Janos's eyes. Watch and see what will happen to your cousin in a few minutes. I will do the same to your father and I will eat all of the others. You have shut me out of your mind, but when I am in a human, I can still speak to you. The wolf inside Bluefinger is having fun with Janos. Then the change starts. Janos can see Bluefinger's body tear apart. There is blood everywhere. His skin is getting larger and thinner. Suddenly, the wolf jumps out of Bluefinger's body. Janos is in shock. There are parts of his cousin everywhere. The wolf looks scarier than ever. It takes a piece of flesh and swallows it. You won't do that to my father. I won't let you. I will kill myself. This will end this fight forever. The wolf has already gone. Janos can't hear its thoughts. He has shouted with anger at the wolf, but now he thinks his idea is the best. If he kills himself, he can't become a werewolf. If he kills himself, his father and his family will be safe. Then something happens. He feels changing. His body starts changing. 2 minutes later, Janos is standing on his hands and on his feet. It's time to drink from the water in the cave again. But if he drinks the water now, he will fall asleep. If he falls asleep, he can't save his family. He has to die tonight. He doesn't know how. Suddenly, he remembers his dream from the night before. He decides to go to the cliff. If he jumps from that cliff, he will definitely die. At midnight, Janos is standing at the cliff. He is looking down. Just as he takes a few steps back to jump, he hears his grandfather's voice in the darkness. Janos, my son, you can't kill yourself. That's impossible. Purifiers only die when their grandsons become 21. You will die and come back. Janos doesn't care. He takes some steps back, then runs forward and jumps. First, he falls with no pain. Then he can feel the trees he hits and the hard stones he crashes into. There is great pain. When he finally hits the ground, he is already dead. A few seconds later, he opens his eyes. He is okay. He goes back up and jumps again. There is terrible pain again, but he doesn't die. He gets angry and turns back to the cliff again. This time, he sees the wolf. They are two wolves now. Janos has changed in the outside, but his mind hasn't changed yet. He is still human inside. When he sees the wolf is waiting, he becomes furious. Chapter 6. Because of the golden lock, Janos can't hear the wolf's thoughts. He is so angry that he runs strongly into the wolf. They crash. The crash is so hard that they jump into the air and start falling down together. While they are falling, Janos is trying to bite the wolf. The wolf isn't fighting back. Janos doesn't stop fighting. Then they hit the ground hard. They fall meters apart. Janos can see the wolf standing up. When Janos is also on his feet, he runs into the wolf again. This time, the wolf fights back. They are running and jumping on each other. The wolf is much stronger than Janos. He bites the wolf, but its wounds heal very quickly. They fight without stopping. There are only 2 more hours before the sun rises. Janos knows that it will be too late then. He can't beat the wolf, but he must. Suddenly, he smells something. It's the strong odor of the flowers, the golden locks. They are close to a field of flowers. He knows this is his last chance. Only the flowers can kill the wolf. He has to try to push it into the field. Their time is running out. The wolf has to change into a human, and Janos has to stop this. Janos can feel something now. The wolf is weaker than the night. Janos understands why. The morning sun is coming and this makes the wolf weaker. That is a good thing for Janos. The fight never slows down. Once Janos falls badly on the ground and at another crash the wolf falls down. But Janos has hope. If he fights until the sun rises, the wolf will be very weak. Then he can push it into the field of golden locks. Suddenly, Janos lost all his hope. When he falls behind a high tree, he can see his father. His father is tied to a tree. He has got a piece of cloth in his mouth, and there is a scarf around his eyes. He is trying to free himself, but he can't. The wolf stops fighting. It is standing very close to Janos's father. Janos feels panic inside. He thinks that this was the wolf's plan. The wolf captured his father yesterday when it was in Bluefinger's body and brought him here. Then it just waited for Janos to start a fight at night. The evil in the wolf knew Janos wanted to use the golden locks to kill it. And now, here they are. Chapter 7. Janos knows it is too late for his father. He can't save him on time. The wolf's just about to jump into Janos's father's body. At that moment, something happened. His grandfather's image appeared between the wolf and his father. Only Janos can move. The wolf, his father, the wind, everything, even the time, has stopped. Janos! We have only a minute. You must kill your father. The wolf shouldn't get his body. No, I can't. I can't kill my father. I want to save him. It's too late, son. You can save him if you kill him. Millions of thoughts are passing from Janos's brain in a second. He is trembling. He can't just kill his father. If he doesn't kill him now, the wolf will get into his body. Then he will die just like Bluefinger. The time is over. Everything happens in seconds. Janos's grandfather disappears and the time starts running again. The wolf is going to enter Janos's father's body. It is already on the air when Janos makes a fast jump towards his father. He cuts his father's throat with one paw. His father dies very quickly without pain. The wolf can't enter his body fast enough. It falls to the ground. Then the first sunlight reaches them. Janos feels he is getting weaker too. The wolf is in worse condition. It can't stand up. Its fur starts changing color. It is getting whiter. Janos knows that it is time to attack. It jumps on the wolf and bites its neck. Then he starts pulling it with his teeth to the flower field. The wolf is trying to get free, but it can't. Janos's feet touch the field first. He feels sharp pain in his feet. He must be fast. Janos pulls with all his strength and gets the wolf on the flowers. His pain is unbelievable, but he picks some flowers with his teeth and puts them into the crying wolf's mouth. That is the last thing he can do. He falls down next to his enemy. After some time, Janos opens his eyes. He holds up his hands. They look normal. He jumps to his feet. There is the wolf's skeleton next to him. He doesn't care anymore. He runs to his father's dead body. He unties him from the tree. He takes the scarf from his eyes and the cloth from his mouth. Janos starts crying with his father in his arms. His tears fall down his cheeks onto his father's throat. Janos can't see it, but his father's wound starts to heal. Janos? My son, why are you crying? Janos's crying stops for a second and then he starts laughing. He hugs his father tighter. His surprised father hugs him too. That night, Janos sees his grandfather's spirit for the last time. His grandfather thanks him for the brave fight. Janos thinks he was lucky and his grandfather's story helped him a lot. Janos also learns that the purifiers can give life back to innocent souls. His father was innocent and his tears healed him. Janos starts sitting at the cliff every night and watches over the mountains. He tries to remember all the stories of his grandfather. He must remember them because one day he will tell them to his grandson.